Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Peralta at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter to follow me. We're here every single morning. BettingPros.com. You guys can find the video for this on YouTube by going and searching Betting Pros audio wherever you get your audio podcasts. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. You guys are consistently using this in Illinois. Welcome to the party. I'm glad you guys are cashing in here with the BetMGM offer. $10 bet. You win $150 if you use that promo code JUICE150 upon sign up at BetMGM or BetMGM.com. Okay, so we go 1-1 on the player props. Jay Crowder was 1-for-10 from behind the 3-point line. He's finished with 7 points. So we don't get the over 12.5 there. Morant under 29.5 comes in. He scores 24. We do not get the Bellarmine, however you say their name. They won. Jacksonville plus 3. They lost by 5. That does not cover, but we do get the goals. Another over bet for us comes in with 6 goals, 5-3 the final for the Devils. So we go over there. That was good. So we got some even money out of that. And then we wind up getting the teaser correct. The Warriors, I mean, it's 98-83 with 4 to play here in the fourth quarter. I'm calling that a win, okay? 3-point win for the Suns. That was a scary game at the end for us. We got that right. So that goes to minus 110. So an even money hit and a hit on minus 110. So we wound up with a 2-1 record. If you kind of take the other two bets and kind of put it into a wash, we're good here. 3-2 overall on the day. Another winning day. 4-0 yesterday, 2 days ago, 4-0, and then 3-2 yesterday. So not bad. 7-2 mark over 2 days for us here on the Daily Juice. Okay, before I give you the picks today, I got 3 college basketball games I'm going to get involved with. There will be NBA player props today as well. I'll give those out on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or the link underneath me here on the YouTube channel to get in. We have 12,000 users now on the Discord channel. We had 0 when we started this thing a little over a year ago. Speaking of a little over a year ago, though, for those of you who have just joined the Daily Juice and you don't know the story of my daughter, I'm going to tell you a quick little story about my kid. So my kid, when I was in Houston, my daughter had a collapsed lung, and it was an extremely traumatic situation for her mom and myself. And the Ronald McDonald House was unbelievable. My daughter was in the ICU for 16 days. She was on a ventilator for what felt like a month. I believe she was 6 days on a ventilator, but 16 days in the ICU. And we stayed for the entire time. It felt like it was a day. It was almost like, it was like 10 days that we had stayed at the Ronald McDonald House at Houston, Herman Memorial Hospital in downtown Houston. And that would have been, I don't know, $2,000 worth of hotel stays if we had stayed there. So I try to raise money whenever I can for the Ronald McDonald House. That's my charity of choice, and whatever I can do to raise money for them, I try to do. So I won a contest with DraftKings a couple last year. I think I won $5,000. Something like that. I think, I don't know. Maybe it was like 2,500. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, it was 2,500. And then we donated $3,000 from the Daily Juice. Yeah, it was 5,000 total. We donated $3,000 from you guys because our guy and our friend Cecilia and TJ, diehard Daily Juice listeners from the beginning, run a bakery in Illinois. Speaking of Illinois, they stepped forward and said, hey, let's do a fundraiser. So last year we sold 300 packages, 300 cookie packages from Cecilia and TJ's bakery. And we donated $3,000 to charity. We're going to do it again. Okay. We're doing it again. We're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House because, well, in July of 2020, we started the podcast. March of 2021, we hit 1 million listens. Since March of 2021, here into March of 2022, over that span, we've done 4 million listens. We are less than 100,000 listens short of hitting 5 million listens for the Daily Juice podcast. Look, I've never been a part of anything like this before. It's been unbelievable. It's been special. It's been incredible. So it's our way of giving back as a community. I don't know why I was hot last year going into it. I'm hot this year going into it. So it's good. I always say, look, if I'm making you guys money, $20, that's what we're going to sell these cookie packages for. They're going to have basketballs for March Madness. They're going to have daily juice on them. They're cookie packs. We're going to have the full details all coming up starting on Selection Sunday. But I wanted to tell you guys about this now so it kind of got on your radar screen. So when I won't talk about it every night this week, but you know, when we get to Saturday night's podcast or Sunday morning when it drops, that's when we're going to say, hey, look, it, here's the website. Here's where you go. The goal is 500 sales. Okay. 5,500,000 sales. Excuse me. Half of what we sell, $20, $10 of that 20 goes to the charity. The other 10 goes for shipping, which is a huge cost right now due to everything happening across the world. Shipping costs have just exploded. And frankly, raw goods, you know, raw material to make the cookies also has gotten more expensive. So we look, they're running a business and they're taking their time. We want to make sure that they're not going to be, you know, knocked off course, that they don't have to spend money out of their own pocket. We want to cover everything. But $10, 500 orders is $5,000 raised. Again, another $5,000 raised for Ramah Dalet House from the Daily Juice audience. Okay. $10, 500. It's $20, but $10 donated. 500 for 5 million. Okay. 5, 5, 5. I like numbers. I like alliterations. That's what we're doing. Okay. 500 orders for $5,000 for the 5 million listens to the Daily Juice. Be on the lookout for that coming up this weekend. We'll run it for a week. Okay. Sunday to Sunday, run it for a week and let's get to 500 orders. Just here you go. The cookies are awesome. They've got a new printer, by the way, with some really cool designs. I cannot wait to see what the guys come up with, what TJ and Cecilia come up with, but that's going to start on Sunday. So put that on your brain. That's coming for the second annual. We'll do this every year. The second annual Daily Juice, Ronald McDonald House charity cookie bake sale, sell off, whatever it might be, whatever you want to call it. Okay. That's happening on starting on Sunday. So psyched for that. Be on the lookout for that coming up on Sunday. Okay. Let's talk about three games today. Let's start in the Big 12, West Virginia taking on Kansas State. Now, according to KenPom, this is a West Virginia win. West Virginia 71-70. Right now, Kansas State is favored by 1-1, kind of a coin flip type of game. So I went and looked at the total. Total is 138.5. You know what's interesting? West Virginia and Kansas State both have been over machines, kind of quiet. 18-13 to the over West Virginia, 13-5 in the Big 12. 13-5 to the over. Kansas State is 14-4. Including their last 7 games and 9 of the last 10 have all gone over. On the road, away from home, West Virginia is 11-3. Now, this is a neutral site game in Kansas City, but you know what I mean. It's not home court. 11-3 to the over for West Virginia. 9-5 for Kansas State. These two teams played twice in the regular season. First total was 131. Game went over by 8 points, 71-68. The second game was 134.5. It went over by 16.5 points, 78-73. I know people are saying, hey, when you go to a new place, you're in a new building, sometimes you bet the under. Right? First half unders. There's a guy on the Discord channel was talking about first half unders for the NCAA tournament. He talked about it on the Discord chat on Sunday. Say bet every first half under in the NCAA tournament. I think that's true. I like that. But in conference play, in conference tournament, a little different. These teams know each other, not the same pressure. And Kansas State plays in Kansas City here at the Sprint Center. I guess it's called T-Mobile Center now. They play there all the time. Okay. This is not unfamiliar territory for Kansas State. These guys know all about this building, these rims. West Virginia does too. I'm betting over half a unit, over 138.5 for West Virginia in Kansas State. I just think these teams keep rolling here. More points, not a lot of defense. West Virginia, Kansas State over 138.5. Second play, talk about Utah and Washington. Man, this game's interesting. Washington favored by one. Okay. Washington this season, ATS is 17-13 and 14-6. 14-6. Woof. ATS. Utah's 10-17-3, including 5-13-2 ATS. They've lost their last four games in a row, 4 out of 5, 3-6-1 ATS over their last 10. And on the road, they are 3-9-2. 3-9-2 ATS. Washington, 4-1 over the last 5, 6-4 over the last 10, 8-5 on the road this season, ATS. For Washington, in their games against Utah, they were catching 10 points on the road against Utah. They won the game outright by 6. In their second game against Utah at home, they were laying 1.5 and they won by 4. I get the adage. It's hard to beat the same team 3 times. I totally understand that. David Jenkins is a kid who transferred to Utah, so I think you got to be careful with him. He was a UNLV recruit, a big UNLV recruit. I think he might be doing something, so watch him. But I just think, look, I'm going here with Washington. I'm going with the hotter basketball team. Washington won 3 of their last 4, lost 3 in a row for Utah heading in against Arizona, Arizona State, and Colorado. Wins against Oregon State, Oregon, and Washington State. For Washington, they lost to UCLA at home by 11 when they were laying 9 points, but I'm going to lay the 1 point here. Washington minus 1 in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament here in Las Vegas. Late night game, 11:30 Eastern time tip, 8:30 our time here in Vegas. Utah against Washington. There'll be Utah fans here, but I'm taking Washington minus 1. And finally, we're going Air Force and Utah State. This is also a game here in Las Vegas in the Mountain West Conference tournament being on played on the campus at UNLV at the Thomas and Mack Center. Numbers 14.5. 14.5. Huge number. Total is 127.5. Well, hold on. Did I leave that? Yeah, 120. It's 127 now. 127. We're betting the under in this, guys. This is crazy. Air Force and Utah State do not score. Okay? They simply do not score. Air Force has been one of the most underperforming offensive basketball teams in the entire country. In fact, it's hard to even call them like a D1 offense, given how poor that they play. KenPom's got this game at 71-58. So kind of right around the number, right? So it's a 12.5 to 14. Actually, KenPom's got this as a cover here for Air Force, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if I would definitely agree with that, but KenPom's got it at 129. Okay. So 127. So KenPom's shading 2 points to the over for this game, but let's look at the numbers here. Air Force is 9-19 ATS. They're 6-11 to the over. Sorry, 9-19 to the over, excuse me, for Air Force. 6-11 to the over in conference play. Last 3 haven't hit. 3-2 to the under over their last 5. 6-4 to the under over their last 10. And on the road, Air Force is 12-3 to the under this season. Utah State is 15-15 to the under on the year, but they're 11-7 to the under in conference play. They're 4-1 to the under over the last 5, and they are 10. They're 6-10 to the under actually on the road. So they have more going over on the road, but their last 4 have gone under: 137, 140, 147.5, 131.5, all gone under. In the first 2 matchups against Air Force, the first game was set at 131, 49-47 final. Went under by 35 points. Second game between Air Force and Utah State, 125, 73-46, the win for Utah State, under by 6 points. It's 127. I'm going under. These teams aren't going to score. These teams just, no, don't see their offenses, don't see them performing all that well. I think they're going to struggle mightily here. And for Utah State did not play at UNLV this year. They played UNLV at home, but not there. Air Force played, did they play here against? Yeah, they did. Air Force played here. Total was 126.5. It was 78 Final score was 78-44, under by 4.5 points. So there you go. We're going under. Under 127 Air Force and Utah State. Okay, so the three bets we're going with today, we are going over West Virginia and Kansas State at 138.5. We are going Washington minus one, and we are going with the under 127 for Air Force and Utah State. Three bets for a half a unit coming up here today on a Wednesday. Player props coming in the NBA. Two of those at you on the Discord channel later on today. Stay tuned for that. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.